Here's a guy, Mr. Torrance again. Torrance, I'm 32, and when I was a kid, we used to slip the porn magazine into a newspaper and then buy the paper, then take it to the woods and hide it in the rocks in some plastic bags.
What a brilliant idea.
God, that's it's become so easy for the kids to jack off these days.
What a brilliant idea, the fucking porn in the news. All I ever did when I was a kid is my friend Scott, he had a fucking cat box full of cat shit, so I would get drunk and then take the daily paper and put all the cat shit in it and then put it back on the table so when his father opened the paper, cat shit fell on him.
What a great gag. What a scumbag you are.
Yeah, he's now packing home after a hard day of work and open it, and six or seven little cat turds would fucking
fall over him. What a douchebag.
I would get drunk. We'd always get drunk in his house, and I would just urinate all over his faucets. I was like a pig. I remember being drunk in his bathroom. I'm being drunk in his bathroom, and I'm pissing all over the mirror and his fucking faucet handles and all over the floor.
Why?
I don't know. It just made me laugh to do so.
Why would you do that?
Is
that funny?
We might have lost your mic, Jimmy. In the sink, man.
We lost your mic when you were moving around.
I don't know what you did. It's probably the connection. There you go. Just smack it a couple times. Why would it work?
Perfect.
Is that good?
That's making a hissing noise.
Good. No, that one's good now.
No, that one stinks. It's broken. It's busted.
Well, there's a whole thing up here.
How's that, fam?
Is that on? Am I on the radio?
Yes, you're on the radio.
Oh, I like this one better. It makes me feel like an old-time broadcaster.
You were a real fucked-up drunk.
I was a naughty boy.
Wow, to just go start pissing on people's fucking faucets.
But I mean really pissing on it.
Not just the quick throw.
No.
Did you use the toilet at all during that session?
I wouldn't have noticed it if there was there could have been a fucking flowers coming out of it for all I knew.
Wow.
No, why even open the fucking lid? Certainly not.
God, that is funny. That is really funny.
And then me and Tom Naylor would fucking get dog shit, like big wet pieces of dog shit, and put them in Glad baggies and then throw them down the library book return slot.
Some poor old lady just bombed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we threw shit without baggies, too. But, I mean, we had to carry it for
a
while.
She's just volunteering her stupid time.
Yeah.
She has to deal with your shenanigans.
People's books sliding down into the shit.
She's just trying to shush people.
Yeah.
That's all. And the shitty books.
Oh, we were awful at shit.
Oh.
All right.
Wow, that is really funny.
Cat shit in the newspaper rules, though. I suggest it to anyone. Because this cat shit stinks so bad, and you know there's going to be a couple of pellets of fucking litter in it.
He just picks it up and it falls in his...
Do you know how surreal that is when you come home after a long day's work and you want to just read the paper, and the next thing you know, there's animal shit in your lap? You know how bad that cat must have got hit? He probably thought the cat did it. Snuck over there, opened the paper and shit and closed it.
Closed the
and then
paper.
Refolded it properly.
Oh, is that great? Wow, are you a fucking degenerate? I love it.
I was garbage.
Oh, God.
Nothing was better than that.
No.
Shit in people's mailboxes.
Who would do that?
You were big on the shit thing. That's...
Funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, and I mean ever, when I was 6 or 7, and my friend Mark Rosenberg, we were sitting there in the fucking grass.
I love how he uses the real names.
Yeah,
it just makes the stories that much better.
Mark leaned back, and he put his hand, you've never seen a more fucking butterscotch pile of fucking wet dog shit. It was as fresh... I'm surprised the dog wasn't actually walking away when he did it. He put his hand, he leaned back for a casual chat in the grass and stuck his hand in this pile of shit. And it's the funniest thing. I've never seen anything funnier. That was 32 years ago.
Oh,
and nothing
shit.
Has come close.
Were you just doubled over crying laughing?
It was incomprehensibly funny. Like, as a child, I didn't realize that anything could make you feel that kind of emotion. And that's all it took. And women think they understand what funny is. That's
Holy
what funny
shit.
Is.
Hey, oh.
God damn, that is good.
Andrea Pizer.
I guess they should have recalled.
Do we have an update? Are we trying to get Andrea Pizer on the... Dan? Steve? Can't get her on the phone from the New York
Love
Post?
That.
Hey, story of the day. It's time for story of the day.
And remind me to tell you the stories of when we drive by with cups and throw urine on people in New Brunswick. That was our favorite activity. We would drive around, me and my friend Luch. He was like 35 and he hung out with the teenagers.
Oh, creepy guy.
Yeah, he drove a fucking Volkswagen Bug and we would drink and I would piss into cups. I would just drive through New Brunswick and throw it on people. And I fucking, I would leave the little, oh, we got some good ones. And I fucking had a plastic cup with a plastic lid on it. I'll never forget, there was a couple walking, and I fucking threw it, and the arc was beautiful, and the guy put his arm up to block it.
And it hit his arm, and
exploded.
Piss went all over him and his girl.
Be so fucking
he
living.
Had to be steamed. We would drive around with eggs and egg people all the time. I got a guy in New Brunswick.
He probably remembers that.
Yeah.
That guy probably fucking remembers being hit, putting his arm up and having, in just slow motion, having his cup hit him.
And he's probably, if he's listening, he's probably told himself for the last 25 years it was beer. No.
No, it wasn't.
I told you, I told you guys that my friend fucking Stanley and Mike. Stanley was the bodybuilder. We were 13 playing asteroids, and Mike was 13. And so Stanley wasn't gay. He was just a fucking not a smart guy. He was a martial artist. Me, him, and Mike would just drive around in his rickety old truck, and they would show up with margarine dishes full of motor oil. And we would just go to people's open car windows and, like, throw the fucking motor oil all over the inside of their car on their console.
Oh, you fucking scumbag.
And I remember one time Stan ate some Chinese food, and Mike had the hot mustard, and we saw some pretty girl, and Mike went, "Hey, whore, have some mustard," and he threw it at her, and she waved, and then she waved the mustard at her. Oh.
Hey, whore!
Hey, whore. He was a sociopath, because I remember
we all were.
No, we were driving, it was like 100 degrees out, we saw this guy hitchhiking backwards with no shirt, and fucking Mike goes, "Hey, Stanley, let's drain the engine oil and drive back and throw some hot oil on him." He wanted to drain oil out of the hot engine and throw it on a guy's bare chest while he was hitchhiking. And he meant it. Let's go throw hot oil on him, Stanley.
1353?
Dude.
What's the hot oil?
We found one time the Holy Grail. We were in a parking lot, and we found a half a dish of melted chocolate ice cream. And there was an open car window with one of those fur seat backs. Oh, we smushed it all over the seat back. We drove by 5 minutes later, and there was an elderly couple. They had to be in their 70s, and they were outside the car, and she's wiping chocolate off the guy's back. Oh, he must have been so hot under the collar. He sat down and got fucking chocolate all over his old back. Oh, it was perfect. That was a good one.
All over his old back.
Oh, I'll never forget him standing there and her behind him just wiping at his back.
Oh, you fuck. Norton was a fucking man.
Hey, Stanley, let's go back and throw hot oil on him.
Let's get a Paul in Nashville. Paul.
Fucking menace. She's a menace.
Paul.
Fucking left my fingers.
Paul.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go.
One of the best places to take a crap to piss someone off is to get up on the green at a golf course, sit there and fill the hole full of shit, because you know that first golfer taps in, reaches in, grabs his ball, and gets a hand full of shit.
That's a good one.
Damn good one.
That's a damn good one, is right.
Hey, Stan.
Oh, that guy, I'll never forget the guy on the shoulder, backwards hitchhiking with no shirt.
You know what is also a good one with the old person and his wife wiping his back off? How long did it take for him to sit there until he realized his back was in something?
It couldn't have been long, because it was fur and we coated it with melted chocolate ice cream. You understand? It was the holy grail of fun. It was hot. It was summer. Wide open window. His mistake.
I wish there wasn't a statute of limitations. Fucking arrest his idiot.
Fuck. That was
a
good one.
What a creep.
Yeah. That wasn't even the... Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He was going to say that wasn't even enough to get him.
No, we wrote...
Then we killed him. Both of them.
They had the pickup truck one time, and they had a couch, a giant old sofa on it. So we set the sofa on fire and pushed it off the truck onto the highway. We were hoping a car would hit it.
There's people in jail right now for six of the things he's talking about.
Did you ever think of consequences?
No, we were 13, man.
Oh. Yeah, but I mean,
Stanley should have. He was 25.
Holy shit.
Stanley, I don't know what Stanley was doing.
I know. We had an old Volkswagen Bug in the back of a pickup truck once and took it down the road about 60, 70 miles an hour and held onto the bed, the back of the bed, and kicked this thing out. And just watched it, like, chasing the car as it was rolling. And it was so good. And we were going to do that and then just leave. But nothing happened. Like, there weren't any cops. There wasn't an explosion. People didn't come out or anyway. So we backed up, lifted it back into the truck so we could do it again. It was so amazing looking to watch this thing just roll.
I remember one time, me and my friend Marvin, he was a Puerto Rican Jew, Marvin Schnoll, a good friend of mine. We were hitchhiking, trick-or-treating. And one guy, we knocked on his door, and he didn't have any. He said, I don't have no candy.
No.
Poor fuck. So Marvin took his gum out and put it over the guy's peephole at his door. So we're out in the yard. 5 seconds later, the older man runs out and grabs Marvin and puts him in a headlock and starts punching the top of his head. And I just stood there in my Halloween costume and watched.
What were you dressed as?
I don't remember. Darth Vader or something. I just watched Marvin.
Real evil Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Just watching your friend get pummeled.
Yeah, well, I held a fucking bag full of pennies and Milky Ways.
Oh, is that fucking funny?